Mr. Speaker, time and again, the Chief Secretary boasts about his grand plans for infrastructure, yet the reality is always such a letdown. With the country facing a cost of living crisis, isn't it about time that the government actually invested in the fundamentals to strengthen our economy for the long term? When will all these reheated press releases finally translate into diggers on the ground? Mr. Speaker, isn't the truth this? Since this government were elected, work on infrastructure has fallen by an astonishing 15%, according to the Office for National Statistics. Since May 2010, on his watch, a fall of 15% in infrastructure output should be a badge of shame for this Chief Secretary to the Treasury. This is a minister who has a long history of issuing press releases in the hope that they magically translate into delivery on the ground. Once upon a time, many years ago, his press releases claimed that $20 billion from the pension funds would go into infrastructure, but only $1 billion was pledged, but nothing yet invested. So why should we believe that today's press release about a supposed $25 billion from insurance funds is actually going to happen? Can he confirm that there is actually no new government money for infrastructure today? In fact, can he admit that he's actually cutting the capital infrastructure budget in real terms by 1.7% for 2015? For all the spin from this chief press officer to the Treasury, three quarters of the projects in this pipeline won't be in service until after the next election. Nearly a fifth of them won't be in service until after 2020. And you might have a niggling sense of deja vu, Mr. Speaker. Shouldn't the Chief Secretary be just a little bit embarrassed to go through this same routine again, pretending that he's got this fantastic record when he's transparently not delivering? It's worse than the Emperor's new clothes, Mr. Speaker. He's been left exposed by a failure to deliver, and his record is out there for all to see. Doesn't the chopping and changing on the A14 tolling in Suffolk say everything about their incompetence to approach to infrastructure delivery? Costs have shot up £200 million and they've wasted 3 years faffing around. On flood defences, they've cut spending by £100 million. On green investment, can't he see that business investors are tearing their hair out at the erratic stop-start approach support for renewables? And are we supposed to be impressed that they're looking at options to bring in private capital for the Green Investment Bank? Mr. Speaker, it's beginning to look like the return of Omni-shambles. On schools, they scrapped Labour's Building Schools for the Future, but their replacement Priority Schools programme, supposedly to deliver 261 schools, only two started construction. And not a single word in this proposal today about housing investment. His emergency guarantees legislation for $40 billion of underwrites has been a flop. His new version of private finance hasn't taken off. But I do have to, Mr. Speaker, give him some credit today for the major advance for society on the front page of his press release today. The front page, £8 million for new light bulbs for NCP car parks. What a shining example of infrastructure investment that is. But Mr. Speaker, I do have to ask, how many Treasury ministers does it take to announce a change in the light bulbs? And Mr. Speaker, it's one thing putting out the press releases, but can he at least try and make them vaguely convincing? He even resorts to claiming credit for projects that started before the election. This is a Treasury who have neglected the fundamentals we need for an economic recovery that's built to last. For all the hype, for all the hot air, and for all those press releases, we're left with a shambolic infrastructure programme and cuts in their infrastructure plans. When is he going to get a grip?
Very rare, Mr. Speaker, that I find myself thinking that the Labour Party must be wishing to have the Shadow Chancellor on the front bench asking the questions and not the Shadow Chief Secretary. The former policy wonk in the Shadow Chief Secretary role with no new ideas of his own whatsoever. He is quite right to say, Mr. Speaker, that this plan is not about new government money. I announced £100 billion of new government policy in June. He is wrong, though, about his comparisons about capital spending. Capital spending is higher in this Parliament as a share of the economy than it was under the previous government. He is also wrong to criticise our announcements on energy today. I can just say to him, Mr. Speaker, The announcements on strike prices have been welcomed by as diverse a source of comment as Greenpeace, who say it's right to focus on the cuts on the costs of offshore wind, on the Renewable Energy Association, who described today's announcements as a good day for renewable energy and for renewable heat. This government, I remind him, is the first to put in place a green investment bank, something his party never bothered to do when they were in office. And I have to say, hearing the honourable gentleman talking about infrastructure reminds me that this is a party that can't even decide what it thinks about the most important infrastructure project in the country, let alone what to do about it. The moment the Labour Party comes out with a proper policy on High Speed 2, I suspect will be a long day away, and it's a pretty pathetic failure on their part to back investment in the north, northern cities and in Scotland. On delivery, Mr Speaker, let me say this. Onshore and offshore, underground and overground, wired and wireless, tarmac and train track, this government is delivering. And Mr Speaker...
Order, there's been far too much noise on both sides of the chamber. Can I appeal to members to hear the Chief Secretary, and I will then facilitate questioning for an appropriate period. Let's hear the Chief Secretary.
I have to say, Mr Speaker, that as we show in our National Infrastructure Plan today, investment in infrastructure in this country is up an average of £41 billion a year in the last Parliament, £45 billion a year in this Parliament. But frankly, Mr Speaker, given our record, it's not clear which part of the word delivery the honourable gentleman doesn't understand. Of the 646 programmes in our infrastructure pipeline, 291 are in construction. Under this government since 2010, 36 transport schemes delivered, 353 flood defences delivered, super-fast broadband to 10,000 rural homes every week delivered, 150 station...
Order! Mr Lucas, your apprenticeship to become a statesman has got several years to run at this rate. Chief Secretary.
Well, there is a new prison in North Wales being commissioned, Mr Speaker, should he wish to visit, and that will be delivered very soon. Superfast broadband to 10,000 homes I mentioned already, 150 railway station upgrades delivered, 80 electricity generation schemes delivered, Britain, the best country in the world to invest in infrastructure, delivered and confirmed by a £25 billion commitment today from the insurance sector, which he should have welcomed rather than criticised. We, on this side of the House, are building the foundations of Britain's economic future. The only thing they built was debt. Yeah.